WCVM, Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore's listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Republican Ron DeSantis greeted fans in Iowa Friday, marking the Florida governor's first visit this election cycle to the early voting state and intensifying speculation over when he might announce his 2024 presidential bid. DeSantis told a crowd in Davenport, Iowa, he will continue restricting books with graphic sex content in school libraries, as well as limiting classroom discussion of sexuality in kindergarten through third grade.
It is wrong to tell a second grader that they were born in the wrong body. It is wrong to have gender ideology imposed in our schools. And in Florida, we don't let it happen.
Audio courtesy WQAD-TV. President Biden's proposed budget was up for discussion in the House Friday. House Ways and Means Committee Chair Jason Smith says the American people cannot afford more inflation or crippling business taxes.
The president's budget means more pain. With $1.8 trillion in new taxes on Main Street businesses, many of which still have help wanted signs hanging in their windows because of the Democrat-fueled worker shortage.
Two people have died. Thousands are under evacuation orders as flooding intensifies in parts of Central California. 10,000 people are under evacuation orders. Some 25 million are under National Weather Service flood alerts. President Biden has approved a state of emergency for the state, clearing the way for federal assistance. The man convicted of killing California college student Kristen Smart in 1996 will spend at least 25 years in jail. Paul Flores was sentenced to the terms for murdering his 19-year-old classmate at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. More on these stories at townhall.com.
China is attacking the U.S. patent system, stealing American innovations, and we are helping them do it.
The Chinese Communist Party intends to surpass us and to be the world leader in innovative technology.
Innovation Race, the shocking new movie from the Tea Party Patriots, exposes the truth. China will use our own technology to threaten our economic and military security.
Dominating technology means you dominate the world itself. This is a race that we cannot afford to lose because we're not going to have a country.
If China gains control over 5G technology with a flip of a switch, they could remotely turn off our phones, our cars, even our power grid.
We've lost sight of what it is to protect this nation.
We need to up our game.
In today's high-tech world, there's no prize for second place. Watch Innovation Race. Available now on demand or DVD at salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.
American Airlines is promising significant pay raises to pilots to match a recent deal at rival Delta Airlines.
American CEO Robert Isom says he's ready to give pilots raises and higher retirement contributions that would average 40% over 4 years. Isom says top pay for a senior pilot would hit $590,000 by the end of the deal. Meanwhile, the Allied Pilots Association says its board has decided to survey members on authorizing a strike. A union spokesman says the strike vote has been contemplated for several months as a backup in case the union can't reach a deal with American.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Belgium's prime minister says TikTok is being banned from government phones over worries about cybersecurity, privacy, and misinformation. The Chinese-owned video-sharing app will be temporarily prohibited from devices owned or paid for by the federal government for at least 6 months. News and analysis at townhall.com. Congressman Bill Huizenga has been selected to lead the House GOP battle against the progressive investment standards known as ESG, Environment, Social, and Governance. He says Democrats are seeking to allow fund managers to invest in woke companies using Americans' retirement savings.
Government pension, your CalPERS pension, your individual 401k, you know, whatever it might be, if they're investing this, the simple fact is you have no say in it.
Huizenga says the president's decision to allow fund managers to invest in corporations based on ESG not only supports woke causes, but does a major disservice to investors.
And there's something called the fiduciary responsibility to make sure that you are maximizing return and doing the best thing for the client and for the investor.
He was interviewed by Salem Radio Network. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Cold rain coming to an end overnight tonight. Temps in the upper 30s. Everyone reaching for the heaters again into the weekend forecast. And for early next week, it's even colder. Mid-March featuring a chill in the forecast. Mostly cloudy Saturday, high 50, low 34. Sunday cloudy with a high 47. And cold rain on Monday. Highs in the 40s, lows in the 30s. Could see some freezing temperatures downtown Baltimore Monday night and Tuesday night coming up early next week. I'm Scott Laurie Moore at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Vinny Steele with your Home Sold Guarantee Realty, Maryland's real estate expert, is back in studio. Hey, Vinny, let's get right to it. Sellers have tons of questions. You have the answers. What's your advice for sellers in this shifting market?
Sean, choosing the right company is critical. In this market, sellers want written guarantees to know that they're making the most money possible. My upfront written guarantee assures you that I will sell your home at your price and time frame, or I'll buy it. Guaranteed in writing.
That's a game changer. What about sellers who also need to buy a home?
Buying and selling at the same time, Sean, can be tricky. We call it the real estate catch-22. You run the risk of owning two homes or none at all. My guarantee solves this dilemma.
Friends, take it from me. You need certainty in this crazy real estate market. Call or text Vinny Steele, your Home Sold Guarantee Realty, at 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. And thanks again, Vinny.
It's 3 hours of real news, informed opinion, traffic, and weather on the threes, and your calls. Don't miss The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott, weekday morning 6 to 9 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employers, and advertisers of WCBM. But they should be.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. Robin's taking a little break this morning for a while. She'll probably be back on later, but right now she's just chilling out. Getting ready for the big event today, the Maryland Bowhunter Society banquet at Martin's West. We're going to be there with the almost the whole BBS Bucks, Bears, Stags team of official measures. We're going to be measuring some dynamic deer. We're going to have a big giant deer on display. If you had a chance to go to that, I hope you got your tickets. It's and we'll see you there. But if not, well, you're going to miss a good time. A lot of raffles, a lot of great food. We're big fans of Martin's and their banquet spread that they put out. So we're just looking forward to the day and looking forward to seeing a lot of people that we know in the outdoor world, and you know, enjoying a day of fellowship and fun and fundraising. So I'm wheezing. Sorry. Let me clear my throat here for a second, folks. Hold on. Ooh, sorry about that. Yeah, just one of those things. So it's what is the temperature here? 39 in Easton this morning. The barometric pressure has been dropping. It's now 29.72. And it's cold, and I bet you wish you would have taken heed to my words about backyard billies and invested in a wood stove, a pellet stove, an insert of some sort, like a, you know, gas fireplace insert, a wood fireplace insert, or pellet insert, and you would be warm and toasty like we are this morning. So just sitting here and enjoying the great room and watching the flames flicker and talking to you all. This is the Outdoors and Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, and we hope that you're joining us this morning. I know it's a little chilly. Not a lot going on. Maybe you're headed out to do some fishing for some perch or some pickerel or crappie or one of the cold water species this morning. That would be great. Let us know if you're on the way. I'm guessing that's about it out there this morning for recreation in the outdoors. I mean, maybe you're going to go out and check your tree stands and, you know, maybe go look for some antler sheds, which is always fun. Roaming the woods when you can see a little bit, looking for those bony prizes that the deer drop this time of year. So a lot of folks are doing that. And one of our friends who's a big shed hunter, antler collector, I think I'd have to look back and see what the numbers were, but it was unbelievable. One day in the last 2 weeks, they went out, I think they found 16 sheds and something like 30 dead deer, 30 dead deer, maybe 14 bucks out of those, something like that. Very few had been shot by hunters. Most of them had died from EHD infection, and that was on public land. At least there seemed to be no visible, you know, wound or anything like that. They were found where you would find those carcasses along, you know, creek banks and things like that. Well, we have an early caller there this morning. We have Glenn in Chestertown. Good morning, Glenn. How are you this morning?
Hey, Alan. How are you doing?
Doing well. Can I speak to Aaron for a minute? Hey, Aaron, grab a sign-up sheet. Okay, we're going to be giving away tickets to the MD Sportsman and Outdoor Show. That's coming up the end of this month, 25th and 26th, at the Howard County Fairgrounds. So we'll want to make sure Glenn's in the drawing. I will do that. Hey, buddy, what's going on this week, man?
Well, I guess not too much.
Yeah?
You won't stay warm here.
Yeah, you staying warm?
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. We're staying warm here, too, doing our best. So,
yeah,
it was a nasty day yesterday with that rain off and on. They were originally calling for snow today, but that seems to be gone out of the forecast for some reason. So that disappointed Robin. Oh, excuse me. So what are you up to today? Anything good?
It's not too much of anything, really.
No, not too much, huh? Just talking on the radio.
Yep.
That's good. Always good to hear from you. So,
yeah.
Anything coming up this week?
I recall way offhand.
Can't recall anything offhand. I got you. So, well, I always appreciate talking to you, and maybe you'll be able to get out a little bit for some perch or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Get somebody to go with you and head out to the stream and see if you can grab a couple. The yellow perch are starting to move a little bit, from what I understand. So that the white perch, they're always good to eat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
I haven't actually been fishing for a long time.
Oh yeah.
And I see sometimes I'll get the fishing license and then not go and. Or maybe just kind of do something just a couple of times. I don't have a license, and when he gets a license, I don't go.
I got you. Well, you know, I don't go as often as I would like to, but it's certainly an enjoyable activity when I do get out there. I think I'm gonna, since we started this new fishing magazine, I'm starting to get a little bit more of an itch to go, you know, because I'm seeing all these big fish that are being caught and talking to a lot of anglers and lure manufacturers and fishing shops and archery shops and some of the places I haven't called on for a long, long time. You know, when I started here in Maryland, I started with a magazine back in 19. I'd been working for them since about 1980, 81. I started with a magazine here called Fish Finder. And, you know, it was 99% fishing and, you know, just a couple of hunting vendors in there. We started putting some hunting stuff in, and I'm just getting way back into the, and then I did Fishing and Hunting Journal, which covered everything, but, I sold that in, man, when did I sell that? 98, started in 91, sold it in 98. Mm-hmm. So it's been out there with a different publisher since then. And, but talking to the captains and talking to the lure manufacturers and that type of thing, it's been a lot of fun. It really has. So,
mm-hmm.
Yep. Yes, sir. So we got to do that. We're going to measure some deer today. We've got a big velvet buck that's coming in. 12-point velvet buck. It's just a magnificent animal. It's a 5x5 mainframe. It's got little flyers off of the G2s that I don't think will hurt it. And it's going to be probably one of the largest velvet bucks we've ever measured in Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll find out. I mean, as far as typical is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So we'll find out when it gets there. Can't wait.
There you go. Great. Okay, you want to tell Robin I said hi. No.
I will tell Robin you said hi. Appreciate the call, Glenn. You take care.
You take care and God bless you.
Oh, God bless you, buddy. Bye-bye. And there goes Glenn. I've got his number. Aaron, I've got his phone number. Just write down Glenn on there and we'll know who you're talking about, okay? Yeah, buddy. So. I know we have people out there who are diabetic, and I'm type 2 diabetic. I've had something happen here in the last two out of the last three nights that's been very puzzling to me. I wear a Dexcom 6, and it tells me instantly what my blood sugar is, okay? So I'll be going along all evening, and it'll be clicking along at a nice steady pace, and I'll go to bed, and all of a sudden the alarm will go off, and maybe after an hour after I go to sleep, the alarm will go off on the Dexcom. It's a loud alarm through my phone, and my blood sugar's dropped off the table, and I mean not from, I mean 100 points. And I just can't figure it out. I can't figure out why that is being signaled to the Dexcom that my blood sugar's dropped so low. And the other thing that happens is I lose the signal at that point. So I get the alarm once or twice. I see what it is. It's usually in the 40s, which is very low. I get a little dizzy around, you know, the 55 mark, but it's 46 or 40 or something like that. I know it's time, so I force myself to get up and take a glucose tablet or two, and everything works out just fine. I don't fall out or anything like that. I just handle it because I stay calm during the whole thing. I don't get panic stricken. But I just can't figure out why it's doing that. I just do not know. So if anybody has had that happen, any of our friends out there who are diabetic that have had that happen for some reason or another. I take a synthetic insulin before I go to bed, and maybe I should change that. Maybe I should take it, you know, in the morning. I take a drug called Toujeo, and I take 40 units of it, which they're asking me if I should take 40, 38, or whatever it might be, and I might click that back a couple points since this has been happening. But I'm just wondering if what in the world is going on with that. You know, why I'm dumping glucose or whatever it's doing. So if anybody has a suggestion, I'm all up for that. But you're not here to talk about me and my issues. You don't want to hear about my teeth. You don't want to hear about my health issues at all. So we'll just keep moving right along. Has anybody been fishing yet? What, Rob? Why are you laughing? Well, I mean, look, we got a big audience, and hopefully people all over the state.
I hope they can give you an idea.
I hope they can give you an idea, too. I really do. You know, I'd like to know that. So, anyway, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. 410-WCBM-680 is our phone number. We'd love to hear from you. And if you want to see what we're doing, head to your local Facebook page and visit Bucks-Bears-Stags, or just Bucks-Bears-Stags on Facebook. Our website is Bucks-Bears-Stags. We've got that going. And the new record book will be out. We're at 400 animals right now that we've measured since the last book came out in August of 2020. So we're pretty happy about that. In less than 3 years, we've measured over 400 animals here in Maryland. A few state records, state record Sika deer, a couple of them in the pickup category and in muzzleloader category. We measured the largest six-point stag that we've ever heard of not long ago. And another one ranked right up there. The muzzleloader record was pretty close. Doug Wigfield measured another one this week. That was over 70 inches, mid-70s. So here's the thing. Some people don't want to come forward and have their deer measured because they think that if they reveal that they killed a deer in Dorchester County, somebody's going to track them down and sit in their stand. Well, it's just doesn't happen. I mean, unless you know somebody personally, unless you've found that person, you know, hunting or coming out of the woods or whatever it might be, you know, there's no real idea that you have where they're hunting. You just don't. And we don't put, when we put a listing on our Facebook page, sometimes we don't put the county. Sometimes, you know, we just say Central Maryland or Eastern Shore or something like that. So we're not out to burn your hot spot. We're not out to burn your trophy, spot. People do that on their own time and time again when they post it on Facebook on their own. But, you know, so once we measure it, you know, your secret is safe with us other than to narrow it down by county. So please come forward and get those deer measured. We are tracking down some deer, some historical deer in Maryland, and finding them. Deer that have been at the top of the record book, top of the Boone and Crockett Club, top of Pope and Young. We've got some amazing animals that we've measured, and you'll see those pictures in the next record book. So we'll put that out. I mean, we've put them online, and they're up there for a few days. But we just hope that you'll start bringing more animals out to our events. We're going to be at the Maryland Bowhunter Society banquet this week. Next week, on the 18th, we're going to be measuring at the National Archery in the Schools program. That's at the Westminster Agriculture Center in Westminster, Maryland, Carroll County. And there'll be 500 or 600 kids there shooting for the championship, and probably about 1,000 adults watching them. So if you're one of those 1,000 adults and you've got a child in the archery program, it kind of brings us to the conclusion that some percentage of you may be bow hunters. So bring those animals out, and our official measures will score them up for the record book. There's no fee charged to measure your animal. If it makes the record book, we're really encouraging you to put it in the Maryland records and have that animal recognized. Have the recognition go to, we honor the animal and recognize the hunter. How's that go? How's that feel for you? That's the whole intent, to show others, Marylanders and others that, you know, purchase the record book or see the records that we have top deer here in Maryland. We have top Sika deer here in Maryland. We have top black bears here in Maryland. And, you know, here's what our management has done. It's a success story for conservation. Not only that, with those adults and those kids, they're already passing on the legacy. We're big on legacy, aren't we, Robin? Yep. That's her favorite part, the youngsters, getting the youth in there. For the youngsters that qualify for the record book, we have established a minimum of 110 inches in every category, which is a pretty good deer, not tremendously difficult to attain, but when a youngster does it, it's pretty good. I mean, it's not the typical basket rack 6-point or even an 8-point. It's got to be a pretty decent deer. And, you know, we measure a lot that sometimes falls short. Well, for the kids, we give them a conservation certificate. It's really nice, suitable for framing. We put their name on there. And, if you know, it's a different type of certificate. It's just to say thanks for bringing the animal out. Now, here's the other part about the youngsters. There's a $10 entry fee for the kids. But we have such amazing people. We have sponsors all over the state for youth entries. You know, we have people like Hunters of Maryland, and our friend Pete Pappas, a very active sponsor, has sponsored some youth. And we've got Tidewater Guide Service. We've got Randy Aronson, Aronson Pest Control. We've got, trying to think of a few others that have sponsored, you know, any number of youth. And of course, they get the credit when we put them out there on social media, and they'll get credit in our next record book, which is coming out this fall. So, time is of the essence. We'd like to get as many of those deer measured by, you know, mid-August as possible. The record book should be out by, hopefully, October. And there you go. There you go. Did I give enough of a representative coverage of bucks, bears, stags, Robin?
You did amazing.
Well, thank you. I mean, it is. We call our book Maryland's Finest, the Records and the Legacy, because we do recognize all those animals from way back, and we recognize the kids coming up. So, you know, it passes from generation to generation. We've had deer measured when the hunter has been, when the hunter's passed on. In honor, you know, in honor of Dad, in honor of my uncle, in honor of my brother, in honor of, you know, that type of thing. We've got a number of those stories. So it's really a fun thing to do. It really is. So here I am talking, folks. I'm waiting for your call, 410-WCBM-680. If you'd like to go to the Maryland Sportsman and Outdoor Show, that's coming up the 25th and 26th of March, we'd be more than glad to hear from you. Right now, though, we have to talk about our sponsors, but we have Chuck in Columbia. So let's talk to Chuck first. Good morning, Chuck. How are you?
Good morning. Yes, I just woke up just a little bit early. I always hear you on Saturday morning.
Okay.
But this morning, I already went out and I put out my package of food for the Scout Food Drive that's being picked up this morning here and there. If you want to remind people about that, if they
okay
got a ticket on their door and said the guys would be coming around today for food. So yeah, I like to go, basically I like to go fly fishing, and I just go up there at above Frederick at the Bent's Pond and up the stream there.
Yep.
And they restock with trout.
Yeah, very historical area up there. A lot of veteran fly fishermen.
Yeah, it's pretty. Beautiful. And I just enjoy going. Sometimes, I cast the line in not much, but there's occasions I toss the line in and I pull it back and just cast again, and there's a fish at the end of it.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Flying back at me. Which is a bit fun.
Yep. So. Well, thank you for sharing that, and thanks for reminding us about the Scouts Food Drive. We appreciate that.
Yeah, I really enjoy being with you. I got where I am. I'm in Columbia, and I have I have a deer family that comes by and eats my slowly. They're eating their way up the bushes.
Yeah, the azaleas and the hosta don't stand up there.
And I'm almost out of leaves, and the three little ones, they're getting pretty big now. And Mama, I haven't seen her for a little while, but I've never seen any stags out here in Columbia.
Uh-huh. Well, they're there, and that's how those little ones get there. You know, I don't need to go into a biology lesson for you, but they've got to be there somewhere.
Yeah, well, they come. Of course, it's too many houses around here to shoot them. Right?
Sure.
Sitting in my living room and just open up the sliding doors.
Yeah, no, that's not hunting.
That's being an assassin. Now, but then down at my son-in-law's house in Upper Marlboro, they have a pretty nice little cornet.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness, there's a lot of deer down there.
Yes, there are. In the southern Maryland area, Calvert, Charles, Prince George's, St. Mary's, there's some tremendous deer.
It's up below Route 4 and between 4 and 301.
Got it.
And there's it runs into that large swamp area. I don't know what it's called, but it's not the upper Marlboro area.
Yeah, I know. I'm familiar.
Attracts them.
Sure does.
And all the vineyards, all the wines that my son-in-law is growing, they stop by and munch.
Sure, no question about it. So, well, nice to speak with you. I don't know if you've called before, but it's been a pleasure.
Okay. Well, yeah. Thank you. I do enjoy hearing you on Saturday morning.
Well, we thank you for calling in. It's always nice to hear our listeners call in.
Yeah.
So, you have a good day.
Thank you. You
Thanks,
too.
Chuck. Uh-huh. Goodbye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Clyde's Sports Shop. Let's go fishing sale. Yep, starts next Friday, March 17th through Sunday, March 26th. It's a store-wide sale. Fishing rods and reels and combos and all fishing tackles, 10% off. Now, this excludes bait and licenses, okay? So here's the cool thing. You take your empty reel spools in, and Clyde's Sport Shop will replace your line for half price. It starts at just 1.5 cents a yard. You can bring your empty spools, have them install any kind of new monofilament, whether it's Berkeley, Strand, Shakespeare, any of the premium monofilaments at half price. So if it's normally 4 cents, you get it for 2 cents. That's how that works. The sale does not include the Power Perb braid, however. Now look. They feature Shakespeare, especially the Ugly Stick, and Fluger rods and reels. The Fluger spinning reels are on sale. The President Series, good prices on that. The Penn spinning reels, also featuring the Battle 3 Series, also on sale. Kids combos and all rod and reel combos are on sale. Don't forget to see that terrific selection of St. Croix rods. Live and frozen bait and minnows and fishing licenses and rod repairs and all the lures for and tackle for any kind of fish, crabbing supplies, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. Since 1957, ClydeSports.com or ClydesFishingGear.com, two websites. Visit either one. They're open 7 days a week. Stop by at Clyde's Let's Go Fishing 10-Day Sale. Now, I mentioned Backyard Billy's earlier. You know, we're sitting here enjoying our gas fireplace insert, and you can be enjoying your new heat source from Backyard Billy's, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, if you like. I mentioned that they have the pellet stoves and the electric stoves and the wood stoves and the gas stoves and inserts and all that, and you can enjoy all that. But it's spring is right around the corner. That groundhog, buddy, he's about done. What'd he say, 6 more weeks? That's over this week. So let's head into spring here. And stop by Backyard Billy's. Take a look at that giant selection of beautiful outdoor furniture. I mean, they've got every color of table that is weatherproof. It's the poly stuff. They have both poly and hardwood. The poly stuff is what you want for long-lasting fun. And it's available in any color, any style, any amount of seating for an outside table. So, you know, if that old rickety picnic table in your yard is about had it, and ready to go to the dump, you need to stop at Backyard Billy's and check it out. Now, they have over 300 Adirondack chairs. That's the favorite. Everybody loves to sit in an Adirondack chair. You can sit there. They've got some that rock. They've got some that swivel. They've got some that just sit there and look cool with a crab on the back or a blue heron on the back. They're pretty cool. So why not stop by? Route 50, exit 44. You'll find gym sets and tiki bars and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's Backyard, free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside, Pellet Grills by Traeger, Big Green Egg, and Kamado Joe. There's an assortment of fire pits. It's unbelievable. So why not stop by? BackyardBillys.com, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. They're open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44, if you're coming from the bridge. Graysonville, your backyard is going to look just great. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bed liner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex bed liner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet service. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range, is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
First thing I remember knowing was...
All right, let's talk to Clay over there in Owings Mills, Maryland. Good morning, Clay. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. How are you today?
Good.
I wanted to say something about the diabetes thing. Now, I'm also a type 2 diabetic. I take Ozempic.
Me too.
Once a week.
Yep.
And I'm lucky. I almost never check my glucose because when I do, it's always the same. It's always right around 125 or 130. So I can tell if it's getting a little out of whack. My vision gets a little blurry or something, but that never happens. It's always the same. So I'm horribly remiss in checking it. But in your case, I'm curious. The alarm went off, but did you double check with an actual finger prick?
No. The Dexcom tells you to do that if you lose the signal, but I did not double check. This thing has been inordinately accurate ever since I've had it for 2 years now, something like that, and it's been just great. My last A1C3 was 6.6. So whatever I'm doing is working.
I would check. Actually, because when the alarm goes off, it's did you feel okay?
Yeah, I felt fine.
I felt fine. I'm checking. It sounds like it might be a glitch in the transponder here. That next time that happens, I would do the finger prick and see if it actually is low.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea. Probably a good idea. But here's the thing: when I take a glucose tab, it goes back to normal. It doesn't go above where it was before it dropped. You know what I'm saying? If I'm cruising along at like 140, and all of a sudden it drops to 46 or whatever. And then I lose the signal. Well, I'm heeding the warning. I take a glucose tablet, and when the signal comes back, it's right back up to where it was. So if it were a glitch, then the sugar would be elevated up towards 200 with that glucose tab.
Yeah, you're right.
So
you're right. I don't know. Diabetes is such a miserable and insipid disease.
It's
horrible.
Yes, and I didn't take care of it for a while. Then I did. Then I didn't. You know, it's just like being a sinner and being a backslider. That happens, you know, from time to time. You get back on track, and then you lose your way for a minute. And so that's kind of way my diabetes history has been. But now I'm on track, and the Dexcom helps me stay on track in a big way.
Now, my best friend, who is passed away now, he hadn't been to a doctor in like 25 years, and he drank a lot of alcohol.
Right.
And then when he finally did go to a doctor, they diagnosed him with diabetes.
Right.
But who knows how long he had it, and drinking all that alcohol, he went downhill fast. But he had a situation fairly frequently where his blood sugar would just go off the charts high, and an hour later it would be 20.
Insulin dump. Yep.
So wildly fluctuating.
Yep.
It was just horrible for him.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
So I try to watch out. Remind my A1C stays right around 6 now.
That's good.
Worked hard to get it down. I was up around 7.8.
Yeah. Well, when I first started treatment with my lady at Anne Arundel County here in town, I was over 11. My A1C was over 11.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yep. Sugar was constantly around 300. So.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you're doing so much better.
Oh, yeah. Way better.
All right,
buddy. Thank you so much.
I've got tickets coming for that. I'm in the thing for the Howard County.
Yep, you're in the drawing. Yep.
maybe I'll see you then.
That sounds good, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right, Alan. Take
care. All right, take care. Uh-huh. See you, Clay. Bye-bye. John in Crownsville, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you, sir?
Doing well. What's going on?
Not much. I generally, I'm a first-time caller. I generally listen to you on my way to D.C. on Saturday mornings. But I'm here to talk lever-action rifles.
One of my favorites. Okay, go.
So my mom passed away like 3 weeks ago, and mom always said, if you feel sad, go do something to make you feel glad. So I was driving home in Delaware, but anyway, I stopped off. I was looking for a Marlin 357 or 44 mag.
Right.
Came across lever-action 5.56 Henry magazine-fed rifle.
Yeah.
Never saw one before.
Absolutely. No, that's a little weird, but okay.
Yeah, it just looks kind of weird. I'm just curious if you knew anything about it, but it's lever-action. It's beautiful. It's sleek.
Henry makes a gorgeous rifle.
Yeah.
In anything they do.
Yeah, I've never had a Henry before, but I haven't shot it yet, but I'm just curious if you had any knowledge of it or anything. I've never seen a lever-action magazine-fed rifle before.
Lever-action magazine-fed. Are you talking about a clip, like what's commonly called a clip? Or are you talking about a
magazine? It's a five-round magazine.
Okay, I got it.
It's the lower receiver of the Henry.
Yeah. There should be no issue there as long as the lever's, working the way it's supposed to. Like I said, Henry, American-made manufacturer. Their rifles are prized, highly prized, especially their Golden Boy and the 444 or the 30-30 is especially hard to get in a Henry. But, quality rifle, I would just shoot it and enjoy it.
And I plan on, it's a wall hanger, it's got a 24 gold inlay, but what was really funny was, I was asking the salesman up in Delaware, I was in Newark, and I said, why is it so hard to find, like, lever actions now? And he goes, haven't you ever seen the movie Yellowstone? Ever since Yellowstone came out.
Oh my gosh, everybody wants a lever action, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
well, that was my first rifle, was a Winchester 30-30. It was post 64, but it disappeared in the divorce. And, literally disappeared. And then afterwards, I was fortunate enough to purchase from a friend a 1952 18 Model 94 Winchester built in 52, which was a 32 special.
Wow.
And I took a deer with that, and then I found out that there was a 1954, my birth year, 30-30 Model 94 for sale in an auction, and I wound up purchasing that. So those are my two pre-64s. And then not long ago, I had a friend who was talking about the Marlin before they were sold to Remington, before they were sold to Ruger. I purchased a Marlin Model 95-something.
With the JM stamp.
With a 450, in a 450 Marlin. And that thing is a shooter and extremely accurate and very, very good deer cartridge. It's a straight wall cartridge, so I can use it in a shotgun county, and I like it a lot. I really like it a lot. So.
Right. Well, I just called in just to mention because, like, I've never heard of a lever-action rifle being magazine-fed.
The magazine-fed. No, normally they're tube-fed. You're right. So.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Appreciate the call. Enjoy your gun.
Thank you, sir.
You got it. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, Spurrier's Tire Service here in town. I love going over there and visiting those guys. They're always busy. And the reason they're busy is because you don't need an appointment to get your tires on. You just show up. And if you show up with a nail or a screw in your tire, and it's you've got the thing going on your warning system, or you're driving around on a flat tire, you just pull in there and they pull in that bin over there, we'll get right to you. So there you go. Spurrier's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. Now more so than ever. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin, Yokohama, Spurrier's Tire Service has the cars, They have the tires for your car, your truck, and that's any make or model, any size. If you got a big old jacked up 4x4. If you got a little mini, they've got them all. Spurries has any tire for any machine in your backyard or your farmyard. Garden tractors to farm tractors, farm machinery, lawnmowers, and wheelbarrows. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, including checking and diagnosing and repairing your vehicle when that check engine light comes on. 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurry's customers, including me and Robin, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. Visit their website. Did I say there's no appointment needed for tires? I think I said that. 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurriestire.com. That's 410-822-7384. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, I know it doesn't feel like it today, and it's not going to feel like it for the next couple days, but next week it's going to start warming up. Right around St. Patrick's Day, you're going to be wishing you were out there in your backyard having a little get-together, maybe doing some grilling. Well, I can take care of any of your needs for your backyard, whatever that might be, by simply suggesting that you go to Backyard Billy's. That's right. It's time to dress up that backyard. Get rid of all that old picnic table, that old rusty grill, that kettle thing you're using. You know, I mean, it might work okay, but man, once you go to Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, that's your go-to place for making backyards fun. You will see a giant selection of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture, tables and chairs, especially, like I said, over 300 Adirondack chairs stacked up. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. You'll find gym sets and tiki bars and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard with free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now, once you get inside the showroom, you'll check out the barbecue grills by Traeger. The pellet grills, you can control them with your phone. The Big Green Egg and the Kamado Joe grill smokers. And there's a tremendous assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings for you to have all that fun that you want with fire and food in your backyard. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle theme and budget. Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBillies.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Did I mention they sell chicken coops? With the price of eggs, people are putting chickens in their yard. We had one in our yard the other day. We didn't buy it, but it was here. Anyway, they got a lot of chicken coops and dog kennels and stuff, too. 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, Exit 44, Graysonville, your backyard. It's going to look just great. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners.
Linex spray-on truck bed liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bed liner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your Linex bed liner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Put another log on the fire. Cook me up some bacon and some beans. And go out to the car and change the tire. Wash my socks and sew my old blue jeans. Come on, baby, you can fill my pipe and then go fetch my slippers. And boil me up another pot of tea. Then put another log on the fire, babe. And come and tell me why you're leaving me. Don't I warn you when you're getting fat? Ain't I gonna take you fishing with me someday? Well, a man can't love.
See, this is a fishing song, everybody. All right, 410 WCBM 680. If you want to win tickets to the MD Sportsman and Outdoor Show in Howard County, just give us end of the month, last Saturday and Sunday of the month. Just give us a call here. Leave your name and number. At the end of the show, we'll do a random drawing and award three pairs of tickets today and three pairs of tickets next week, and then it'll be showtime. So how about that? So 410-922-6680 is our great phone number. All right. Anybody on the line there, Mr. Aaron? Somebody's calling in. Got it. Okay, well, we'll just wait for that person. How about that? So, as soon as the call gets screened, we'll have a conversation for a minute or two, and then we'll be headed out to take a little break for a few minutes for the news and the weather, and then we'll be right back after the top of the hour for another hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show. So, how about that deal? Yes, indeed. Just killing time, waiting for a name, waiting for a call. How about that? Yes, indeed. Nice to hear from you, Lee. Thank you. We're going to utilize that for sure. I think you'll be excited to see what we've got coming up here with the new magazine called Big Ass Fish, Snakeheads and Blue Cats and all that good stuff. So I appreciate what you just sent me. That graphic was pretty cool. John B., everything's good. You know, we're headed up your way, Howard County here, end of the month. So we'll see you at the outdoor show if you'd like to go. I'll be more than glad to, you know. Who's that? Okay, Mike is cool. Good morning, Mike. How are you? No, guess we don't have time for Mike. Mike, you have to wait till the...
Hi, good morning, Alan.
Hey,
just
Mike.
Calling in.
Yep.
Say hello.
Okay. Did you want to talk about anything, have a question or anything?
Well, I did. I wanted to ask about the restrictions on Western Maryland, but they said okay. You probably wouldn't have time.
Not this hour, but next hour, okay? Just hang on the line. We'll talk. Hang on the line. Okay. We'll talk. Okay, buddy. All thank
right.
you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, folks. Get out. Stay out. Stay safe today. Stay warm. We'll see you after the news.